This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now more than 297,000 people have died from COVID-19 worldwide, and the number of confirmed infections is 4.3 million. In the United States, more than 84,000 people have died, and the number of infections is nearly 1.4 million. A government whistleblower says America faces the darkest winter in modern history unless leaders act decisively to prevent a rebound of the coronavirus. Immunologist Dr. Rick Bright alleges that he was ousted from a senior post at the Department of Health and Human Services after opposing widespread use of a malaria drug touted by U.S. President Donald Trump for COVID-19. Bright is to testify in the House committee Thursday that the nation's window of opportunity is closing and stronger federal action is needed to oversee testing, procure needed supplies, and double down on safety messages. Mr. Trump is urging states to reopen their economies. Moscow is investigating the safety of a Russian-made medical ventilator. This is after six people died in two hospital fires reported to involve the machines. A number of the machines have been sent to the United States, though they are said to not have been used yet. According to a local lawyer, five people died at St. George's Hospital in St. Petersburg Tuesday after a ventilator burst into flames on the ward. A similar fire caused by the same model of the ventilator also killed one person in a hospital in Moscow Saturday. The state healthcare regulator said that it was suspending the use of the Aventa M ventilator in Russia for all machines manufactured after April 1st. It's not clear how many of those machines will cover the suspension. This is VOA News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending the $3 trillion price tag on Democrats' pandemic relief package as what's needed to confront the villainous virus and economic collapse. Pelosi told the Associated Press in a Wednesday interview that the American people are worth it. The White House has called the Democratic proposal unserious, and Mr. Trump said that it is dead on arrival. It is headed for a House vote on Friday, but the U.S. Senate says it will not consider more aid until June. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on Wednesday that the deaths of 144 healthcare workers and 131 social care workers had been reported as involving COVID-19. The United Kingdom's total COVID-19 death toll now exceeds 33,000, by far the worst yet reported in Europe. Johnson paid tribute to 47-year-old rail worker who died on April 5th after having previously been spat at by a man who said he had the new coronavirus. The PM also said that increasing rates of infection in other countries, which have relaxed some rules to tackle the coronavirus outbreak, was a warning to Britain not to move too fast. Johnson said he did not want to see crowding on public transport after images of crowded buses in London were published on the first day of a gradual easing of the lockdown against the coronavirus. If you want to take an Uber anywhere in the world, for now at least, you're going to have to wear a mask. Uber announced Wednesday that it will require all drivers, delivery workers, and riders across the globe to cover their faces. Beginning Monday, all passengers will be asked to sit in the back and will be limited to three passengers instead of four on standard Uber rides. Before starting their work each day, the app will require drivers to take a selfie with a mask, verify that they do not exhibit any coronavirus symptoms, confirm that they have sanitized their vehicles, and agree to roll down windows when necessary during rides. Uber chief executive on Wednesday said that the company has also allocated more than $50 million to buy masks and sanitizers for drivers. The United States publicly threatened on Wednesday to trigger a return of all United Nations sanctions on Iran if the UN Security Council does not extend an arms embargo on Tehran that is due to expire in October under the Iran nuclear deal. U.S. Special Envoy for Iran, Brian Hook, confirmed the strategy 2 weeks after a U.S. official, speaking on condition of anonymity, said the United States had told Britain, France, and Germany of its plan. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.